has, feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you say, yeah, Lord, yeah. Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. What an awesome privilege and an awesome honor, Lord, to be able to come onto this broadcast and speak, Lord, to those in the listening audience, to your children, Father, to your people, my Father. The word of life, my Father God, and the word of your grace, which is able to build us up and give us, Lord, our inheritance among those who are sanctified, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, Father, that you would summon us into your presence, you know, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to those who have ears to hear, my Father God. And, Lord, I would ask that you would anoint our ears to hear, Father, the voice behind my words, Father. That they look past me, the messenger, Father, and that they grab a hold to the message. But a message is far greater than the messenger, my Father. That they hear the voice behind this word, my Father. That they might hear you. So I would ask, Father, that you would speak to our hearts today in words of love and comfort, so that we might feel your presence, my Father, and know you in a greater way, my Father, than what we know now. And as always, Father, we're careful to give you all of the glory and honor and praise. As you build us up and give us our inheritance among those who are sanctified, to you be the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 And amen. Hallelujah. Hey, once again, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, you know, I always acknowledge you as dead because that's who you really are. You really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. We really are kings and queens. We really are rulers. We really do have dominion. That's sovereignty and raw power and control and influence. Listen, over every circumstance and situation and something in our life, we really do have that. We really are. Listen to this. We really are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know what that means? That means you are as righteous as you are ever going to get. You're already righteous. You're already saved. Not trying to get. Already are. All of the kingdom of heaven, all that heaven consists of, all that heaven is, all that heaven has for you, that's your inheritance. That belongs to you. That's yours. Listen, if somebody left you $1 million inheritance and you found out that man, that was real and that was true, man, then the devil in hell will stop you from, man, pursuing your $1 million. The kingdom of heaven really is our inheritance. That's ours. That belongs to us. Not trying to get, not trying to listen to this. It don't matter what our bodies say, it don't matter what the circumstance, situation, the symptoms say, it don't matter what the doctors say, it don't matter what nobody say, what the king say, go. And the king said, who has believed our report? Who is our report? The report of the king. What did the king say? He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Not going to be. Yeah, but the doctor say this, and the body say this, and it, yeah, but who going to believe the report? Who reports you going to believe? Because whoever report you going to believe, then that's who the arm of the Lord is revealed to. Now, if you believe the body's report and the doctor's report, that don't mean that the body's report and the doctor's report, man, ain't a fact. That's a fact, man. That boy, they got cervical stenosis, man, and weakness and numbness in my limbs and leg and affected my mobility. That's a fact. And the doctor say, man, I got to have a surgery. Man, that's a fact. But let me tell you something about facts, man. Facts are temporal. Facts are subject to change. But the truth, that's eternal, glory to God. And the truth is, Holly, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, listen, I don't ignore and deny what the body's saying, the doctor saying, everything else, baby. I just know more. Let me tell you something. I know about another pill. What pill you talking about? I'm talking about the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of the kingdom. I know about another medicine, man. Thank God for the doctor's medicine, and thank God for medical science and everything else, man, but I know about another medicine. You say, boy, let me tell you something. Well, I mean, attending to my word, for it's like medicine to all your flesh. You say, attend unto my word. It didn't say just go to church and listen to that message. No, he say, hey, man, hearken unto the voice of my word. It don't mean just hear. It mean hear and obey. Hear and obey what, man? What does say the Lord? That report. That we really are the righteousness of God, like I said. That we really are redeemed from the curse of the law. That there really is no condemnation to those of us who are in Christ Jesus. That we really are free. Yeah, but man, my children incarcerated, and man, they're going through this, and they're getting in all kind of trouble. Man, let me tell you something. That's in this world system. That's this world that we live in, baby. But we've been translated out of this world system into a whole other system of operation. Well, even though, boy, they might be incarcerated, man, or whatever, man, or in trouble, or this, or that, or whatever the circumstance might be, or might even be serving the Most High God. The seed of the righteous boy shall be delivered. And who the Son set free is free indeed. Who gonna believe that report? Are you going to be the reporter of the circumstance, situation, and symptoms that are facts? But facts, again, are temporal. They subject to change. But truth, what's truth, Arthur? Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. What's truth, Jesus? Jesus is the truth. Who is Jesus, baby? In the beginning was the Word. Who is that? That's Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is that? That's Jesus. That's the truth. Who? The Word of the Most High God. That's the truth. What the king say. Not what the preacher say, and not what the politicians say, and not what the president say, and not what the rich people say, and not what the people with money and influence and everything else and everybody saying, and the media saying, and Facebook saying, and all the other. Not what nobody else say, but what the king say, though. It don't matter, man, whether you can receive that or not. It don't matter what the billionaire boy, he done already said some things, he done spoke some things, and what the king say, go. And maybe that's what's going to go. It don't matter if it ain't in full effect yet, though, but it ain't offending. You might not got to the consummation of it all, boy, but it's in effect. And the very fact that he didn't say it, baby, it's a done deal. It's just becoming what it already is. The spoken word of God. That's the truth. Where that, that's Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in him, who? Jesus. In that truth, is what? Life. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about natural life, or human life, or manner of life, or conduct, or behavior of life. I'm talking about Zoe life. What kind of life is Zoe life? That's life in the absolute sense. Life the way God lives, life the way God originally intended for you and I to live. How he originally intended for you and I to live, Arthur? Just like he lived. In what place, Arthur? Just like his place. Hallelujah. Just like his place in heaven, just like our place here on earth. What's that? Heaven on earth. Let me tell you something. All of the kingdom of heaven has been restored back to you. Like I don't think that was saying already done. That's already done. But the problem is, all the man said in this word, man, my people are being destroyed because of a lack of word. What's word? Lack of knowledge, lack of truth. What's truth, man? Knowledge. Knowledge of what, man? Knowledge of what the king said. Knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. A lack of knowledge, man, of the kingdom ministry of God to their lives. Well, they got plenty of knowledge of the Bible. And theology, and my brother over there, crazy man, he called it, man. Let me tell you something. They got plenty of knowledge of that knockoff Holy Spirit. Look just like, let me tell you something, you can read the Bible, man, and everything else, boy. It looks just like everything else. Boy, that knockoff spirit. Man, this Bible is about a king, and it's about his kingdom. And it's about, boy, his royal family. And it's about, boy, his original intent for the creation of this earth and his royal family. Ain't about no religion. That's the truth. And if you don't read it, let me say something. This might be kind of harsh out there for you, but it's time for you to grow up now and get out the milk of the word and get on a little bit stronger for you. If you're going to go on in and possess your inheritance that you already have. Well, we got to go on in and possess land, man. We got to grow up. The only way you can grow up, boy, the Bible said in this way in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. It says, now, brethren, I commend you unto the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are set apart for unto me. The word in the Bible says sanctified. That means set apart. Separated from something to something. Separated from that old way of thinking, that old way of walking, that old way of living, that old religion. They are all of that. Separated from that man to something. To what, boy? The kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What the king say? What the king doing? What he doing? Not what we doing, not what the Christians doing, and not what the Baptists doing, and not what the Muslims doing, and the Hindus and mankind are doing, and all that. None of that. Talking about what the king doing. I'm going to say this, like I said, it might not go over too good, man. But if you don't read the Bible in the light of what the king is doing, instead of what man, theology man is doing, and man's philosophy, and man's ideal, and man's interpretation of it and everything, man, if you don't read it in the light of what it really is, it's about a king. Who is this king? It's about Almighty God. And his king, that's who it is. That's Almighty God. That's the creator of the heaven and the universe. That's Almighty God. None like him. None like him. And it's not only about this God that we all serve, man, you know, this all-sufficient one that we all serve, boy, but it's about, man, his domain. His kingdom, his territory over which he has governing control and influence and authority and power over. And in that place, what he say, go. What's that, boy? That's his kingdom. That's his territory. What's a king if he ain't got no territory to rule or reign over? That's what kingdom is, the domain of a king or the territory over which a king has power, control, and influence. That's his domain. That's his territory. Heaven is God's territory. So your Bible is about, man, the Most High God, and he's a king. Hallelujah. What he is, he a king. The Bible says in Psalm 24, boy, open up these gates and let the King of Glory come through. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God Almighty. He's a king. And boy, again, his domain is earth. And this God that we talking about that we serve, boy, like I say, what's a king? That's a ruler. What this Bible is about? It's about this king who is a ruler. And what he say goes. Not just what the pastor say or what the pope say or what the bishop say or what the so-and-so say or he or whoever say or no personality say. But boy, that we all might hear the voice behind what we all say and hear what he say. And boy, that's what he wants more than anything. That's what's missing, man. They say in the church, we put our faith in the wisdom of man. And we don't hear the voice behind the word. We don't hear what the king is saying. You hear what Jeremiah said. You hear what Moses said. You hear what Isaiah said. And you hear, man, what all them guys said, man. But boy, did you hear, man, the voice behind the word? Did you hear, boy, what the king was saying about what they were saying? Because what they were saying was important, but what the king was saying about what they were saying was way more important than what they were saying, because all they were saying was a means to the end, what the king said. What the king said. They were just speaking on behalf of the king, man. For what poor boy to get, man, what the king said, man, to keep it going, man, until the consummation of it, until it's fully manifested on the earth. But boy, from the beginning, man, he didn't want to speak to us through no man. He want to speak to us as self. Adam and Eve didn't have no go-between between them and God. They didn't have no pastor, no prophet, no preacher, nobody speaking to them on God's behalf, no priest. They were walking and talking with God in the coolest day. That's what God wants. That's what God wants for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. I told you, he wants you to come past the gates of Thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the sanctuary, past the church service, past what the preachers say, all the way, boy, to the very presence of the Most High God, boy, where you can talk to him yourself and hear what he say himself, boy, that's how he wants. That's the word of grace which is able to build you up and draw you closer and closer and closer into to him to where you can know that you know that you know that no matter where you go, boy, you ain't never going to get away from him. He's always with you, he's in you. He's in you. He ain't never going to leave you. He ain't never going to forsake you. This ain't like trying to get the presence of the Lord with us. It's more of us, man, becoming more aware that he's always with us. They live on the inside of us. We're trying to get in the presence of the Lord instead of just being in the presence of the Lord. Because he's there, boy. He's a, and we just need to become more conscious of it. Like I say, boy, we've been destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Knowledge, man, of what, man? Not just what the preachers say, and not just what I say, and not what just mankind say, and religion say, and theology say, and everything else. And man, God won't talk to you himself. How are you going to do that, Arthur, boy, live by his spirit? That's how close he want to be with you. That's the greatest desire for you. I told you, that's what's going on in God, man. He ain't just satisfied, man, with your ceremonies and your church service and all of that, man. In fact, he say, man, I'm fed up with all of that. But y'all just worshiping from afar when all the time the wall that separated that place from my very presence, the holiest of holies, has been torn in two. And y'all still, man, worshiping in the holy place instead of coming into the holiest of holies. Feeling all unworthy and undone because of your faults and mistakes and your sins and your inabilities, man, like you ain't worthy to come, boy, boldly to the throne of God's grace. When, boy, God, Jesus, the Bible say, boy, when Jesus Christ comes, he will win the righteous judgment. What righteous judgment? Man, because of that, I'll tell you something. If you don't hear nothing else, man, you need to hear this right here. You was born in sin. You were shaped in iniquities. I'm going to say that one more time. You were born in sin, and you were shaped in iniquity. You couldn't help but to be who you were born to be. You couldn't help but to sin. It was your nature. Ain't nothing you did to deserve that. You were just born that way, man. And you were born that way, man, because of the disobedience of one man. Adam's disobedience, man, caused you and I to be born, man, the way we born, man, with the nature that we born with, a sin nature. That ain't fair to you and I. We ain't had no choice in the matter. Adam had a choice in the matter. We didn't have no choice in the matter, man. We were born that way. But when the Son of God come, boy, and reign on the throne of David, boy, he will run the righteous judgment. What redeem our life from that, man, and give us. That's why the Bible says he who knew no sin, God made him to be sin so that you and I might be made the righteous of God. He took, man, all Adam's sin, all our sin that Adam's sin plunged us into, boy, and nailed it on the cross, and took all his righteousness and gave it unto us. I told you, like I started out this book, you already as righteous as you ever going to be. You've been made righteous. You're already saved. You're already redeemed. We're already healed. We're already delivered. We're already provided for. He already finished. What's the problem, Arthur? You know, several things, man. One of the most important things is a lack of knowledge of it. And it had, because of that lack of knowledge, we try to get what's already ours. We try to get what we already have instead of having what's already ours. I'm going to say that again. We try to get what we already have. We try to get here, man. We fumbling with the keys, man. That's another one. I'll get to that in a minute, man. We try to get what we already got. We got a whole bunch of keys. We know a whole bunch of scriptures. But we don't know what key unlock that door to the healing, man, that I see here. So we fumbling, man, at the door, man, with a whole bunch of keys. Let me try this key. Let me try that key. Let me try this key, man. A lack of knowledge, what the king say, and about the kingdom and the function and principle of the kingdom. Oh, you know church protocol. You know the proper procedure on how to have church, but you don't know nothing about kingdom protocol. You don't know nothing about kingdom life and kingdom living. You know about the laws of the old covenant. You know about the laws of Moses, but you don't know nothing about the laws of the kingdom. You don't know nothing about the original law that God gave Adam and Eve. What are the men? Because of a lack of knowledge. And those of us who are in the kingdom, man, you know, the next problem is, man, we're in the kingdom, but we don't know how to use the keys. Why? What you saying? Oh, they don't know how to use the keys. Listen, it's not enough for us just to be in the kingdom. You got to grow up in the kingdom. What you mean? You got to learn the function and principle of the kingdom. You got to learn how the kingdom operates. What that was? That's the keys to the kingdom. So, man, we can learn, man, what key open what door, man. How you do that, Arthur, man? You got to be seeking first the kingdom of God. That's why I say I'm going to say some things that might not go too good. Man, most ministers and most preachers, you may have the sign of my voice, man. You're seeking everything but the kingdom of God. Well, that ought to be the only thing that we ought to be asking, boy. I'm talking about you say seek that first, man. What? This kingdom. Before you seek a message, man, to give to the people, man, you be seeking the kingdom, man. And what message from the kingdom, boy, can we give to the people? And what message, man, that we're going to present to the people, man, that's going to, boy, establish and expand God's kingdom in their lives? Not Christianity in their lives. Not, man, trying to live holy and all that in their lives, man. And try to quit doing this and quit doing that in their life. Yes, man, they got to live holy and quit doing this and quit doing that, man. But not, man, let me tell you something, boy. You know that you're already delivered. Then you just start becoming who you already are. How you do that, Arthur, man? You see, if you're going to build a kingdom in your life, you got to use kingdom material. If you're going to build a brick house, you ain't going to use straw. If you're going to build a straw house, you're not going to use brick. If you're going to build a kingdom, man, you got to preach the kingdom. You got to teach the kingdom. If you're going to build a kingdom, you got to study. You got to know about the kingdom. Most believers don't know nothing about the kingdom of God. I'm going to say it again. Most of you out there in the sound of my voice don't have a clue, man, about the kingdom of God. Oh, Lord, Holy Ghost, don't please, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Ghost. Holy Ghost, don't do that to me. I'm taking a step for it. Yeah, go ahead, Holy Ghost. Hey, listen, not only the people out there, most of you ministers out there don't know nothing about the kingdom of God. I don't say that to come down on you, man. I'm just talking about, man, a fact. But, boy, I got good news for you, boy. That ain't the truth. A fact is what? That's temple. That's subject to change, like I said earlier. That boy, when you find out what the king says, and when you find out what the truth is, you know what you're going to get back to? You gonna know what you're going to do? You know what will be the result of us coming to the knowledge of the kingdom of God and learning the key that governs the kingdom of God? You know what's going to be the result of that? Of what Jesus said when he first begun his public ministry. He said, repent. Most of you think, man, repent me, man, to go down to the altar and be sorry for your sins and confess your sins and turn from that way and quit doing this and quit doing that. That's not repent. That's remorse. So yes, that's included, all that's included in repentance, but that's not repent. Repent means a change of the way you think, a change of mind. That's what repent means, change your mind. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven, man, the governing system of heaven has come, is here, and is yours. I'm going to bring it to you. What you lost in Adam that caused you to be plunged into, man, born in sin and shaped in iniquity and the person, the place that who you are, that's why I say that is who you really are. Those are facts, but that's not who you really are. And we the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. We have dominion over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that might confront our lives here on earth. We have a territory too, just like our Father in heaven had a territory called the kingdom of heaven. We have a territory too called, boy, the kingdom of earth. The heaven belongs to God, the earth he gave to us. What God do in his territory? He rule and reign in his territory. In his territory, man, you know all the attributes and characteristics and all the things that heaven consists of. That's why everybody trying to get there, want to get there. And I hope that boy, when it's all said and done, you get there. That's a utopia, man, of everything else. That's the goal of every believer, to get to heaven. All he said, change your way, change your mind. Why? Because all that place that you try to get to and hope that you get to, yeah, change your mind. Why? Because, boy, that's your inheritance. That was yours before the foundation of the world, and you lost it in Adam, and I come to bring it back to you. I ain't come to bring no religion to you. I ain't come for you to have church, man, on Sundays and everything else. Yes, that's all good and everything else. That's a part of it. But, boy, you having church, man, instead of, man, growing up and learning how to be the church. Please, Holy Ghost. Don't make me say that. The Bible say, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you religious rulers. You say, you shut the door to the kingdom of God, and you won't even, you won't go in, and didn't know we need a lot of people to go in. Let me say it plain and simple. Woe to you ministers out there, man. You won't preach the kingdom of God. You won't study the kingdom of God, man. You won't change, man, your mind. You won't say, hey, let me take another look at this thing and see, man, what I'm really supposed to be preaching. Oh, Lord, I'm going a whole different direction here. The Bible says for Moses to join the Baptist, the law and the prophets been preached. But now, Jesus said this, but now the kingdom of heaven is preached. Where you get your messages from? You're preaching the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? Oh, you're preaching good messages. Now, please don't misunderstand. That don't mean that the message that you're preaching, man, is evil and wrong. Now, you're preaching good messages. Hey, man, let me tell you something, boy. I told you the devil's most successful tactic, man, against us, man, is keeping us from the knowledge of the and a lack of knowledge. And that lack of knowledge state, man, is to preoccupy us with them good things, them good messages, at the expense of forfeiting, man, them great messages. What the good message, man, what the preacher say? What's the great message, boy, what the king say? What's the good message again, man, what the preacher say? All the good messages that we've been preached, man, down through time, the law and the prophets. Those are the good messages. That's what the law and that's what the prophet said. What's the great message, man? What the king said. If you ain't careful, man, you be preaching, man, with the same thing. And them good messages you preaching, you preaching the law and the prophet. What, man? What's the law and the prophet, man? The law is, hey, this is how you're supposed to live. And what's the prophecy? Hey, baby, we gonna when you live this way, then you die, man, you're gonna make it to hell. That's the law and the prophet. Live this way, man. What Moses gave him? Moses gave him the law. This is how you're supposed to live. And what the prophet prophesied, boy, hey, listen, there's coming the Messiah. There's coming the Messiah. And baby, I'm talking about when he comes, boy, he's going to be brand, man. I'm talking about he's going to be all right. Heaven's going to be, man, he coming with hell. What's the law and the prophets? Live right, man. And man, when you die, you're going to make it to hell. Yes. Live right. And you'll make it to hell. That's a law and a prophet. But now in these last days, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is being preached. What's being preached? The kingdom of heaven. What's being preached? The gospel of the kingdom. What you telling us, Art? I'm telling you, Ward, that all those things, man, that you're trying to get, man, that we're trying to get, is already ours. It belongs to us. It's our inheritance. It was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. What's that, man? All of heaven. All of the kingdom of heaven. All that heaven consists of. What happened to it, Art? You lost it in Adam. But let me say it in a different way, man. Adam lost his cause. Let me say something to you while I'm right here. You know what sin is? Sin is not all the things, man, that sin is not stealing and lying and committing adultery and coveting and all that. That's not sin. Those are the results of sin. Those are things in the nature and the character in the function of what sin produces. That's what sin produces. The word sin comes from a man, a Hebrew word, and it means to rebel against. Open rebellion, or rebel against the known authority. That's the original sin. That's the sin that Adam did, man. God gave Adam a commandment and said, listen, man, here's one commandment. You can freely eat off any tree in the garden that you want to. That's a law. That's a law in the kingdom. That's called a law of liberty. That's free will. That's a law in the kingdom. You don't know about that law. That's a perfect law of liberty. You know about the scripture that we quote, Ben, by saying, you know, who the Son said free is free indeed. You quote those scriptures and preach something about it, but you don't know what it means. I mean, man, you know, that's the perfect law of liberty. What? You can freely eat off any tree in the garden that you want to. Then there's another law in the garden, man, called a law of sin and death. They say, even though I give you free will, because I ain't creating no robots, I create you just like me with free will. You say, but there's a tree in the garden, man, called a knowledge of good and evil. It ain't just evil. It's good and evil. You say if you eat out that tree, you're going to separate yourself from me. Yeah, and then you're going to die. Now, I give you free will. You can choose, man. I'm going to put it out there for you, baby. Life and death, blessing and curse. But you choose. My will is for you, baby, to eat off all these other trees, eat off that tree of life, man, and don't never eat off that tree. Don't never give death no power. Don't never, rebel again. In other words, man, just stay in tune with what I say. Just keep listening to what I say. Don't listen to nobody else. Listen, that's what happened, man. Remember when Adam and Eve them did that, man? The first thing God told them, man, when they said they was naked, God said, "Who told you that?" God said, "That ain't what I told you. I never told you was naked. I never told you that. I told you was righteous. You was clothed. You ain't even had any." What you did, man, you listened to somebody else. And you rebelled against what I said. You took somebody else's word over, man, my word. That's rebel. He rebelled against the will of God. That's sin. That's the original sin. Now, all the lying and cheating and coveting and adultery and stealing and killing and all that, that's the results of death. So if you don't fix your thing, you don't have too much fix, man, to stop stealing and to stop killing and everything else. You get to the root cause of it. What is that? They're going against the will of God. You're going against the known will of God. The will of God is that we be healed. The will of God is that we receive our inheritance. The will of God is that, man, we be saved. He's not willing that none should perish. The will of God, man, is that we live holy, man, and without blame, man. The will of God, that's the will of God. And what's our prayer? Lord, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. And then you start lying up with them. What's your will, Lord, that I be holy? What I got to do? I'm going to line up with them. What? I'm holy. Hallelujah. I'm righteous. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. I'm saved. I'm blessed. Wow. That's what the king said. That's his will. That's his will. And for me to rebel against that, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to line up, man, to get to the root cause of sin, the stealing, the killing, everything else. I'm going to first start lining up myself with what the king say. The king say, "I'm the righteousness of God." Yeah, hey, I'm the righteousness of God. And what's going to happen in that, man? That, man, well, I'm changing my mind. Changing the way I think. Repenting. That's what repenting is. Changing my way of thinking. Instead of thinking I'm a sick trying to get healed, hold up. I'm already healed and the devil trying to steal my health from me. That's a whole way of thinking. Instead of thinking, man, yes, the land is flowing with milk and honey, man. And yes, man, by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. But we got giants in the land. No, I come back and acknowledge, yes, it got giants in the land, but, man, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm here. It's a whole different way of thinking. Them tears where I come back thinking, man, yes, God is a good God, but, man, we got a whole bunch of problems. They're complaining about all the giants. The other two come back, man, thinking a whole different way. Yes, it got some giants in the land, man, but we got a big old God. They're thinking different ways. Yes, man, I got some false mistakes in my life. And yes, man, I missed the mark sometimes. And yes, I fall short, man. But I'm the holiness of God. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, I got some issues, and yes, I got some problems, man, but I'm pressing on toward the prize of the high calling. What high calling? To be just like Jesus. I ain't rested Mark yet, baby, but I'm pressing on. I'm forgetting all that's behind me, and I'm keeping on, man, until I reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. Do you know that's the purpose for the fivefold ministry? That's his overall purpose? What, man? To raise up the body of Christ, man, until we all come to the unity of the faith, to a full stature of Christ. That's the overall purpose. That's why he gave the gift to men, the ministry and everything else. Man, not to maintain followers, but to transform them followers into leaders and them leaders into agents of change who can go into that circle of influence, man, and impact it, man, with the culture of heaven, with the kingdom environment of heaven, with the kingdom of heaven, with the kingdom of God. What we been doing? What the Christian church been doing? What the Muslim church been doing? What the Hindu church and Buddhist church been doing, man? They been having church, man. They focusing on, man, how to put on good church and how to have a good service and everything else like that. And don't know nothing about how to be the church. See, I give you gifts. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the perfecting of the saints for the work of their ministry. Until we all come to the unity of the faith, to a full stature of Christ. To change follows into leaders and leaders into agents of change. So that we don't be no more little children, man, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, man. But we might know the truth, man. What do you say, man? And I give them gifts, and this is what they supposed to be preaching. I don't know what they preaching, man, but this is what they supposed to be preaching. What they supposed to be preaching, man? Go and make disciples of all men and teach. Go and make what? Not church members. Disciples of all men. Go make citizens of all them people, man, and teach them what I taught you. What he taught them from Moses to John the Baptist, the law was preached. But I'm preaching to you, boy, the kingdom of the gospel of the kingdom. What kingdom? The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. What's the gospel about it? Boy, it's here. It's available to you. It's your inheritance. You lost it in Adam, and I come to give you righteous judgment, man. I come to render unto you a righteous judgment. What's the righteous judgment? To restore back to you, man, what you unrightfully lost. You lost it in Adam, but I come to get it back for you. Lord. It wasn't right then, man, that you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I could see you'd have been the Adam and you'd have willfully done it, but you couldn't help but to willfully do it, man, because you were born in that and shaped in that. That's why, man, my death cleansed you up from all of that, man. You're already righteous as you ever go. You're already healed, already delivered, already saved. What about our children? Already. What the problem? They don't know. They don't know about the kingdom of God. They know about religion and churchianity and all that, and that ain't too much attractive, especially in this time and age. They don't know about the kingdom. They even know about the door. They know about Jesus, but they don't know what's behind that door. They don't know what's behind the door. And they don't know that what's behind that door is their inheritance and it belongs to them and is available to them. And they can come not only to the door and worship at the door and preach about the door, but come on behind that. What's the door? Jesus. But yes, worship in a door and preach at the door, but don't just stop there, man. Come on behind the door and get men what the purpose for the door being there is, what? And enters into your inheritance. What's my inheritance? All of the kingdom of hell that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world, that we lost in Adam, all of that righteousness and righteous living that Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, man, with unbroken fellowship, man, no sin. All that we lost in Adam, man, been restored back to us. What we lost in Adam, man, we lost that oneness with our Father. We lost the Holy Spirit, man. We lost the direct communication, man, with our Father in heaven, man. We lost our domain. We lost our territory. We lost the earth. Then we start living and dying like mere men and mere women. When all the time, boy, we are created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. And, man, we trying to get back to that, man, the wrong way. Religion can't get us back to that. It's going to take a God to fix this. It's going to take a king to fix this. It's going to take a loving father. It's going to take a God that's a king, that's a loving father to fix this. I tell you, the Bible is about a king. It's about this kingdom of heaven that he set up on the earth. It's about, boy, his royal family. That's all of us. It's about how he set up the kingdom of heaven on the earth and his royal family on the earth. That's all of us in Adam. And he set it up on the earth. And in Genesis chapter 6, Adam rebelled against God. Instead of listening to the voice of God, he hearkened to the voice of Eve. And Eve hearkened to the voice of the devil. And they rebelled against the voice of God. They went against what the king said. And they believed another report. Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to find out what I did. I thought reading the Bible, man, I kind of searching and to find out, boy, what the king said. And then I started believing that report. Listen, I started believing his report, because some things that he said, that he spoke through the prophets, man, listen, what he said, man, overrides even that. I discovered something. When he was in the Old Covenant, in all the words in the Old Covenant, the messages of the Old Covenant, God was speaking to mankind who was dead in trespass and sin. That's why Jesus said in time past, God spoke to us through the prophets. And from Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets were preached. Why? Because he's preaching to a people who are dead in trespass and sin. But I got a different message for you. And my message is not going to be to a people who are dead in trespasses and sin, but a people who have been redeemed from their trespasses and sin and restored back to their original place. And the message that I got for them is the message, man, that God originally had for them, what God originally was telling them about and talking to them about before they rebelled. That's what I come to preach. That's what I come to teach. That's what I come to bring back. And in order for you to get back into that, man, the first thing you got to do, boy, is change your mind. Repent. Because let me tell you something. If you change your way of thinking and get in on what God doing, then all those other things, remorse and turning from this way and turning from that way and coming out of there, that'll start happening automatically. This is a simpler way right here. If I'm sinning 99% of my life, and then I start focusing on trying to stop sinning and stop sinning so that I could become more right or more righteous. So if I quit doing this, then I'm becoming more righteous. I quit doing this, so my focus is on there trying to stop sinning. That's backwards. If I start practicing, man, on how to live right, I might not be doing but 1% of things that's right. So what I'm going to do, start trying to stop doing the wrong thing? No. I'm going to increase that 1% to 2%. And I'm going to increase that 2% to 3%. Even if it's line up on line and precept up on precept. Well, I'm going to focus on, man, on how to live right. Not on how to quit sinning, but I'm going to start learning how to be the righteous that I am. And I'm going to start line up on line, precept up on precept, little by little by little. And that 1% going to turn to 2%. And that 2% going to turn to 3%. And that 3% going to turn to 3.5%. And that 3.5% might turn to 4%. And then that 4% might slip apart and go back down to 3.5%. But boy, I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm getting back up, man. And that 3.5% going to go back to the 4. And the 4 going to go to the 5. And the 5 going to go to the 6. And the 6 going to go to the 10. And the 10 going to go to the 20. What happened to all the things that I'm doing wrong? They just falling off all the time. The Bible said in this way, awake to righteousness and sin not. Let me say it in a simpler way. The more you start trying to feel right, the less you're sinning. You're trying to sin less so that you can become more right. No. Awake to righteousness. Start realizing how righteous we already are. And start practicing righteousness and a righteous consciousness. And boy, the sin consciousness and the sin nature and the sin acts, man, start dissipating or falling off automatically. That's why Jesus said, the law and the prophets, you be preached, but I'm preaching to you, boy, a whole different way. A whole nother way. Well, all you're seeing, watch it, white as snow. They move forward, the east is from the west. Your father put him in the sea of forgiveness. He ain't even dealing with you according to your iniquities no more, boy. He doesn't want to deal with you in one way, boy. But the way he was dealing with Adam and Eve before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If he wants you to come to the knowledge of that, man, that's grace right there. I ain't talking about that religious grace that cover up, man, your sins and our sins, and that cover up adultery and killing and lying and all those other things. That's the religious grace. I ain't talking about grace that covers up death. I'm talking about grace that covers up, man, the original sin. The original sin that Adam committed. And when that sin is done, then boy, when that sin is covered, then boy, we all set free. What you mean, man? Back to the perfect law of liberty. Well, we can begin, man, now to eat off the tree of life and all those other trees in the garden, man, and live forever and ever and ever and ever. That's why we're having so much problem in life, man, trying to live a good life. The Christian is struggling, and all of us, man, going through and people not happy, married and everything. Christian people, I'm talking about, man, divorce rate, man, 1-1, even in the Christian church. Jesus said, boy, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the solution. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come learn of me. Come see what I say. Now, come here. The voice, boy, I'm talking about when he met with John the Baptist and he lied on the mountain, man, and took the baton from them, man, and told them, man, he'd done a good job and said, okay, you got it on, I'm going to take it from here. And the Bible says, a voice from heaven came down, man, and he said, hey, listen, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. And the Bible says, when them three disciples looked up, Moses and Elijah was gone. In other words, man, let me tell you something, boy, that was the close of the old covenant. In other words, boy, it ain't gone and done away with. It's fulfilled. Prophets, you don't have to prophesy about I'm coming no more. I'm already here. So that's your job is complete. You're done. You're done well. Moses, you ain't got to tell people, man, about the laws no more, man. Why? Because I come in to take care of the original law, man, the original sin, man, and cleanse them up from all unrighteousness. I ain't going to do away with them laws that you gave them, man. That was a schoolmaster. I come in to deal with the original, man, transgression, man, the root cause of why you had to give them these laws right here so they could really learn how to live according to those laws, dude. So they could walk out in righteousness. But they go walk out to the spirit, and they won't fulfill the love of the next year or the old man. All right, what is that, Arthur? That's in the kingdom, y'all. That's kingdom live. That's kingdom life. Now, religion, man, you got to quit doing this and quit doing that and everything else. And in the kingdom, you got to quit doing this and quit doing that too. But it's just a whole different way. The difference is, man, in the religious way, man, you ain't gonna never attain. In the kingdom way, man, it's already yours. In the religious way, you're trying to attain it. You're trying to get it.